So I've been telling you all morning that yesterday we went, Good Morning Angels took us to Hillbrow, downtown Johannesburg, and we met some fabulous people. They do amazing work for kids in the area. It's called the Mess Aftercare Center, and we met Pinky Shabalala. Pinky, good morning. How's it? Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. I'm good.
I also met Leona Pinar, who's the executive manager of fundraising and marketing for Mess. Thanks for coming in so early, and thanks for hosting us yesterday at your lovely center in Hillbrow.
It's a pleasure,
Good to
Martin.
See you again. Pinky, I'm going to start with you, because I was saying on air just now, this center is run by mainly volunteers. They call themselves the Joshuas.
Yes.
And you are one of those volunteers. Your story is almost like a story of full circle. I mean, you get these kids like no one else, because that was your life at one point as well. Where did you grow up?
Okay, I grew up in Hillbrow. I lived with my grandmother and my siblings. So it was a full house. So most of the kids there come to the ASP, and you deal with different type of kids, especially the ones that don't feel welcome in the ASPs. And then you have to deal with those type of kids and tell them that, you know what, your story is not different from my story. I also started out in a house where you have to beg for attention. You have to beg someone to actually listen to you when you need something. So you actually deal with those kids and you tell them, you know what, it's not like you're not loved. You are loved, and we are there to be those parents that are like to be the bridge.
Yes.
For you. Yes. To get that, to bridge that gap, sorry, that you're not getting at home.
Sure, you know? Absolutely. And talking about those gaps at home in Hillbrow, I mean, unfortunately, Hillbrow doesn't make the news anymore for any good reasons, often. It makes it for bad, aggressive reasons. There's lots of aggression and fear. What I got from the kids yesterday when there are protests, and I heard a lot about the concerns about the drugs on the streets. Is it that bad?
Yeah, it does get that bad. But I tend to call the after-school program a safe space, because it takes them off the street. Because after
takes
school,
them away from that.
Yes, after school they come to the safe space where they actually get to interact with other children, and what we do there for them, where we teach them stories and we sing with them, and they just take their minds off what is really happening around them.
Around them.
Yes.
Which is so important. Leona, some of the things that these kids get, obviously, as Pinky said, it's the educational part, it's the companionship, it's the friendship and stuff, and sometimes also the only meal for the day.
Yes, I think for us it's very important that we keep our children safe from human trafficking, from the drug
lords.
That's
a big thing, hey?
It is a big thing, and I don't think people realize the impact of that in our country. So for us, it's an honor to be able to provide that safe space, to provide them the meal with the support of Ad Hope. And that is for us so important also in this Hunger Month. And as World Homeless Day is coming up on the 10th of October.
Tomorrow.
For us, that's a big thing. So from tomorrow, we'll be running our homeless campaign as well. So follow us on our Facebook page and be part of that journey as well, and help us to put the spotlight on the challenges faced daily by people.
How involved, Pinky, do you get with the families? If you can sense that this kid has problems at home?
Okay, because usually, like, you talk to the kids and then they tell you their problem. Sometimes,
if it's a serious problem, do you get involved?
You hand it over to the ASP coordinator, and then she takes it from there, because she's the one that deals with the parents. We are there for the kids. But yeah, the closest you get to being involved with the parents is actually talking to the child.
Of course.
But, yeah.
Well, you're a success story. Look at you.
Thank you.
But is there a day in your life that you remember it was a low point in your life? Where
yes.
You were, where you wanted to give up hope?
Yeah, it was when my mom passed away. And then 6 months after my dad passed away as well.
Oh, sure.
And then it was because I tend to think that my grandma is like my pillar, like of everything. And then when she was at a low point where I felt like, you know what, what is there to live for? But Mess was there with the family throughout. They supported with groceries. They made sure that I had stationery for school. They made sure that when I was with the other kids, it wasn't this thing of, oh, shame, her family doesn't have anything. They were there. They were like family. And by that time, I was still attending the after-school programs.
This very same center. Now you've come full circle. You are now one of the volunteers giving back to these kids, being that bridge that you're talking about, bridging the gap between their home life and normal life, so to speak, which is just fantastic. So yesterday we went there. We got some angels together. One of the angels, very familiar to the show, good friends of ours, especially during the festive edition, Roman's Pizza. We got the kids some pizza, and then we made some other announcements that made the adults and the people who run the center very, very happy that I will share with you. This was the moment, though, that we met the kids and brought the pizza in and just smiling faces all over the place. Amazing.
I'd like to introduce you to our guest. His name is Martin.
Hello, everybody.
Ask him how he is. How are you, Martin? He is
good,
from
thank
Jacaranda
you.
FM.
We do a thing on our show every Wednesday called Good Morning Angels, where South Africans look out for each other and they care for each other and they lend a hand when people are in need. Now, the one thing that we want to share with you today, I'll tell you more about it later. I think the adults are going to be slightly more excited about that. But I think you might be excited about the other part. And that is that one of our angels, they call Roman's Pizza. Do you know Roman's Pizza?
Yes.
Do you like Roman's Pizza?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because on behalf of Good Morning Angels on Jacaranda FM, we brought our friends from Roman's Pizza here today to give you all pizza. Yay!
I signed that slightly more excited about the pizza than I should have been.
And you didn't even have one slice. Not one slice.
I behaved myself.
No. But can I just say that I had to tell Martin, these are for the children. Step away from the pizza.
That's how it started. Smiles already. And then, of course, we shared some more good news with Pinky and the rest of the Joshuas, these volunteers that give up their time to help these kids, to assist them, to educate them, to move them forward in life, that made them very, very happy. And this is why I love Good Morning Angels.
Jacaranda FM cares. Good Morning Angels.
We spent the day in Hillbrow yesterday at a very, 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 very amazing center called MESS. They've been going since the mid-80s. They take care of kids and families as well. In that area, various parts of the country as well that are in desperate need, as Pinky, who's one of the, they call them Joshuas, they're like volunteers, that educate these kids, help them with their homework. One of the kids told me that they introduced them to the Bible. I got that a lot yesterday. Some of them get their only meals from you as well. And you've been doing this great work for many, many years now, against all odds, because I'm sure you've had some tough times as a center. I know we discussed it earlier as well, hijacked buildings in that whole area made it very difficult for you to do your work. But it's going a lot better now. I must say it is looking a lot better now. Got Leona in here, as well as Pinky, who's one of the Joshuas. Through the tough times, you just kept going. Someone's got to do this. Mm-hmm. Somebody's got to look after kids. It's not their fault.
Yes, indeed, Morten. I think we're privileged to be able to serve the impoverished urban communities in South Africa. And we're grateful that despite tough times, we've been able to expand our services to Cape Town and Port Elizabeth and Kempton Park as well. Our vision is really to change the heart of the city. And we do that through collaboration, partnerships with the media, with corporates, with churches, with foreign internationals that's on our doorstep. We have a whole community in front of us that we're serving.
By the way, I just sent Carla and our social media team a picture of me by that football court. The AstroTurf.
Yes.
It looks stunning. It really does, with some of the buildings in the back. That was donated by the Dutch team for 2010 when they were here.
Yes, that was an amazing day.
Oh,
they came,
man,
to play soccer with the kids a day before the official launch.
Oh.
Vuvuzelas everywhere. It was a day of excitement for the children.
Beautiful. And it's in such stunning condition. And that is one of our biggest problems in South Africa, is maintenance.
Mm.
It's one thing starting something. It's one thing being donated something. And it's another thing maintaining it and looking after it. And when I look at what you've done with your buildings there and that court there, pristine condition, and it gives the kids, Pinky, you would know this as well. When you have that kind of environment, it must give you a bit of a sense of, I don't know, wanting to accomplish something in life, yes. a good sense of belonging, hope. And a safe space, right?
Yeah.
Because if it's just dirt and filth and drugs and prostitution and fear and aggression, you want to give up hope. It's like, why am I living?
Exactly.
This is no life. And that's what you give for these kids, that beautiful, safe, clean space. And of course, all the education goes with it. I love catching up with some of these kids. And what really struck me is some of them want to get out of there when they're done, right?
Yeah.
Other kids want to stay there and want to make a difference. Like yourself. You still stay in Hillbrow.
Yeah, I did.
And you're still putting back into the community every day. It's so cool. This one kid, listen to this quickly.
So how old are you now?
I'm 13 years old.
Who lives at your home?
I live with my mother, my father, my aunts, and my brother. Nine people.
Nine.
Yes.
Nine people. And what do they do for you here at Ness?
Well, they help us a lot, like provide food for us, help us with our homeworks, and teach us more about the Bible and understanding the Word of God.
If you didn't have to stay here in Hillbrow, where else would you want to live?
I don't know. I've been here for years. And I can't choose another place.
Does it get dangerous here sometimes?
Yes. During the previous strike that has happened here in Hillbrow, we were very scared, me and my family. We live where the action happened. So there was this day, and the cops came, and then they started shooting at people with rubber bullets. And our flat is just here, and then this is the street. So they would just shoot and shoot and shoot. So we didn't know what to do. But staying home and lock the doors and the windows.
So you were scared?
Yes.
What are you going to become one day?
In Hillbrow, I'd open a restaurant because there are lots of people. And many, many people means lots of hunger, which need actually lots of stomachs, which need feeding.
How's this?
I hope I see you in your restaurant.
Yes.
You inspire me.
Thank you.
How's this for a business mind?
Yeah. And
I'm staying here. There are lots of hungry people with stomachs, and I'm going to open a restaurant for them.
And he even said that, and he's 13, right?
Yeah.
He even said that when Martin challenged him and said, I don't eat chicken.
He said, yes, his restaurant will have a vegetarian menu as well.
He's got everything because sorted.
It is just incredible. And this is testimony to the work you do, Pinky. Listen to that. Are you proud?
Yes, I'm very proud.
So the kids got pizza, we got inspired, and then the adults, Pinky and Leona and all of them got some fantastic news from another angel that we got to visit on the day in Hillbrow. And this is what happened next.
Danny Vermeulen here is the transformation manager at Attack Limited, and he's got some news as our angel on Good Morning Angels to share with you today.
Hi Martin, hi everyone. It's wonderful being here again. On behalf of Attack and the Attack Foundation, which is the CSR implementer on behalf of Attack, we would like to contribute 120,000 Rand towards the Joshua program.
Pinky, you missed that. They're giving 120,000 towards the Joshua project. So, Danny, why is this important to Attack?
Martin, you know, for us as Attack, we recognize that education and training is quite a big problem in South Africa. And from the outset, with the Attack Foundation, we're focusing on education and training. And we believe that the Joshuas, we've been supporting them now for a couple of years, and we believe that what they are doing for the young people is exceptionally powerful and exceptionally valuable. And they're actually giving the opportunity to others to exceed in life, something that so many other South Africans don't have. And for us, that is the truly powerful work that they do. So on behalf of Attack and the Attack Foundation, I would just like to challenge some of our property industry partners. I would like to challenge Monet Vulcan from HiProp. I'd like to challenge Sean Tiernison from Growth Point Properties. I would like to challenge WBHO's Wolfgang Neff. I would like to challenge Christian Misha from Archstone Construction to come to this cause and support the cause.
Yes. Name them by name. Come to the party. 120,000 Rand from Attack. So from all of us at Jacaranda FM and our friends and partners from around South Africa in business and our listeners who contribute towards the Good Morning Angels Fund, keep up the fantastic work. Thank you for what you do.
We want to give a big thank you to Jacaranda FM, and you please do this more and please bless other people and continue doing the beautiful job that you're doing. And thank you very much.
The kids have got pizza. The Joshuas have money. Good job, Angels.
But hang on now. There are a couple of challenges that went out there by name. Then these are massive companies. Are any of them listening this morning? I wonder. On the line is Sean Tennyson. Hello, Sean.
Hi.
I'm gonna put you on hold there for a second. It's not only Sean, but it's also Christian Misha from, is it Archstone? Hi, Christian.
Yes. Hello, Martin.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you, Martin.
Good. Didn't you love that challenge? I'm glad that you responded.
Yes, we really pleased to say that Archstone Construction South Africa will take the challenge and we will donate 45,000 towards this very noble cause.
Yay!
Wow.
Nice, Christian. Archstone Construction South Africa. Thank everybody who forms part of your amazing company for that kindness. Thank you so much, Sean. That's awesome.
It's Christian.
It's a pleasure.
Christian. Thank you so much, Christian. Appreciate it. Love to everybody there.
Great pleasure, Martin.
Cool. Now getting to Sean, he's also named there. How is Sean? How are you?
Hey, Martin. How are you guys doing this morning?
All right, don't you love being put on the spot like that? And we love the fact that you responded. How are you doing, Sean? You represent Growth Point Properties, another name we see all the time in South Africa. Massive company.
Yes. Yeah, I think that we're definitely up for the challenge as well, Martin. At Growth Point Properties, you know, we've got a tagline that says that, you know, we create space to thrive for tenants. But the other thing that we create is space to thrive for communities. So when the challenge came from ATTAC, we definitely stood up to the challenge.
What are you guys adding?
We will be matching the contribution of ATTAC and be putting in 120,000.
Thank you, Sean.
Goodness.
Wow.
I promise myself I'm not going to cry this morning, but this kind of thing makes me absolutely so happy I want to cry. Sean, that is amazing. You are the Social Responsibility Transformation Manager or Head of Corporate Social Responsibility and Transformation at Growth Point Properties Limited. Everybody who works there, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, my math is very bad.
Thank you.
Thank you to the Angels.
Oh, Sean, that is a massive surprise. Thank you for that. Awesome, Sean. Cheers.
Well, cheers, Martin, that is 285,000 Rand in total.
How's that?
Oh, that will change so many hearts in our city. And from Mesa's side, a big, big thank you to all our partners in the property industry who have been journeying with us. And High Prop, who's already given a lot. So we really thank all of them from the bottom of our hearts.
ATTAC, Growth Point, Archstone, 280,000 Rand to... 285,000 Rand to further the work that you do. Pinky?
Yeah, this is very great. Yeah, I would love to thank everyone that was a part of this because it's going to change a lot of things right now.
We have the kindest, most generous listeners and thankfully... also some massive decision makers that tune in the mornings, and I'm so grateful for that, for no other reason but for Good Morning Angels. Wow. Heeding the call and making a difference. Keep doing the great work. Dankie vir wat julle doen en hou so aan. Thank you so much for joining us
and thank you for having us on this amazing show, and please continue to be angels in our country.
Good job, Angels.
Martin, jy en jou span, ek wil net sê, julle is ongelooflike mense. Jo, ek huil nou so, maar ek is so trots en so bly, mense help nog.